And now for reading and writing and radio.
Scary spots and creepy corners. Go away, stay away.
That exorcism was by Katie Grimes from the Westminster Co-op Nursery School of Springfield. But it could be you. WSSR Radio at Sangamon State University presents Reading and Writing and Radio, a program about creative writing. Your host is Jacqueline Jackson, children's author and professor of literature at Sangamon State University.
In my room, and it scares me at night because it scratches on my dresser, and why me and my two little cousins are sleeping.
There's a place down the street, a friend of ours named Mike died there, and now it's a real spooky place, and everybody gets scared when they pass or enter the house he lived in. And there is a rumor going around that the place is haunted and nobody will live in it.
Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
The place in my neighborhood that scares me is the alley, because I found a butcher's knife in the alley behind my friend's house.
I get scared when me and Brian go into Terry's old house. Me and Brian saw two rats, and they started to run. So me and Brian ran to my house.
I get scared sometimes when I'm in my bed at night. My hamster is always on his wheel, and it sounds like a ghost with rattling chains.
I get spooked when we go up in my attic. It is real, real dark, and we don't have a light up in my attic. Sometimes I have to get something up there, and I think something is going to kidnap me, and that is why I hate going up in my attic.
Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
My scariest time was when I was coming up the stairs. My mom had something on her face, and I fell back into a basket.
I was scared when I when I dreamed that someone was after me. Then I woke up and heard a noise. And one night I stayed at my mom's, and it looked like someone was in the closet.
Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
The scariest place I was in was in a night dark. My brother touched me, and I was scared. And when I thought it was him, I got mad.
Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
I get scared when I'm home alone because I think someone's upstairs and going to kill me.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock.
My bedroom is the scariest place in the night time, and I look out the blanket to see if anyone's coming.
Down in the basement, I saw something coming after me. I was scared. Then I thought it was a boogeyman. Then it turned out to be a bike covered with a sheet.
Once there was a house which looked spooky and like it had ghosts in it. When I was six, my friend, who at that time was older than me, told me things like it had witches, ghosts, and vampires, which made me feel scared and spooky. And I thought they were going to come and get me. But when I was older and I realized there was no such thing as witches, ghosts, and vampires, so now I do not believe in them.
I get spooked when I go in the cemetery near Lincoln Park because my aunt is buried there.
Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
One day I was playing with my dolls in my room when I saw something that scared me. It looked like a creature from the Black Lagoon. It had hair all over with blood all over the hair, and it came towards me. I was so scared that I would not go into my room till I knew it was safe.
It made me scared when my sister went to the tavern, and when she came back, she was complaining that she had got chased by a man with a nose with a bump on it.
I am scared. In my basement, there is a hole in the side of our basement wall. I am scared of the tavern down the street. There is drunk men down there. I am scared of my next door neighbor. When he gets mad, his hair gets green.
Sometimes I get scared when I go to bed. It feels like there is a skeleton under my bed. And sometimes when I dream that I'm in a casket and I am dead.
Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
Sometimes when I go into the front room of our house, I get a tingle up my spine, especially when no one's there but me.
The place I'm scared of is my attic at night. Every time I go to bed, I think I hear creaking sounds in my attic, and I think it's either a robber or a ghost. But my dad says it's just the wind, but I think it's really a ghost.
The place that I was afraid of was underneath my bed. And it wasn't so much that I thought that there was something underneath it, but we lived close to railroad tracks. In fact, we were just two houses away from railroad tracks. And this is all after the fact. I didn't realize it at the time that the railroad tracks were shaking the house. And I could feel it. I felt as if my bed was shaking, not just the whole house. And this, every night at a certain time, this would happen, of course. And it got to the point where I would refuse to go to bed, and I'd sit at the top of the stairs. And it wasn't until my mother came to go to bed herself that she would tell me to go to bed. And that was okay then. Then it never, well, I suppose then the train never came after that. But I remember the feeling is very vivid, because what occurred when the bed shook was paralysis. It was really real, very real. I couldn't move. My whole body was stiff, and I would try to move, but I thought the fear was if I moved, something would come up from underneath the bed and force me to stay in this very rigid position.
Yes, when I was a freshman in high school, I was being initiated for something, I don't remember what, but our assignment was to go to the cemetery and get an inscription off of a certain tombstone. And there were about six girls, and when we got to the tombstone, there were boys hiding behind it, and they jumped out and scared us to death. I don't remember who was in front of me, but she took off running, and I grabbed her coattails, and my feet never hit the ground. I was so scared.
Now Bunny lived not far from here, a terrible chap for drinking beer. And when we needed gan away, Minnie's the team he rued the day. As he was coming home that neat, something white he chanced to meet. He stopped and looked and said, "All right," but they cannot frighten Bunny. Tally rally dally day, tally rally dally day, tally rally dally day, they cannot frighten Bunny. So get off the road and let's be fast, and dinna make thyself so fast, for I know nicely who thee tis. Yes, I know nicely who thee tis. The goose then stretched both hands breath out and made poor Bunny shake and shoot. A fairly goose thee is, no doot, but keep away from Bunny. Tally rally dally day, tally rally dally day, tally rally dally day, but keep away from Bunny. Then Bunny stooped to pick up a strand, he grappled the bun in his fen and am. He said, "Mr. Goose, do let me alang, and I'll be teetotal Bunny. And by the sham of this one am, I'll try to be a better man." He turned a boot and away he ran, for the goose was after Bunny. Tally rally dally day, tally rally dally day, tally rally dally day, the goose was after Bunny. Straight off yam poor Bunny ran, he knocked at the door and he shooted Nan. "Be thee as quick as ever thee can, for the goose is after Bunny." She ran to the door and sneaved the snap, he flung his arms about her neck. His hair stood straight upon his head, for he was nearly scared to death. "Get oot," says she, "'tis na true, say it again and I'll bring it to thee, for the goose had frightened Bunny." Tally rally dally day, tally rally dally day, tally rally dally day, the goose had frightened Bunny.
There's something yowling on the porch out there, something howling on the porch out there. I'm not scared 'cause I'm safe inside. I'm scared, but I think I'll hide.
Now all you listeners, send in stories of your
scary spots and creepy corners. Scary spots and creepy corners. Scary spots and creepy corners.
Today's show was largely recorded in Nancy Flood's fourth grade classroom, McLernan School, Springfield. Participants were Jimmy Keating, Kenny Jones, Curtis Jordan, Stephanie Gilbert, Danny McEwen, Teresa Cookson, Steve Martin, John Larrick, Matt Blakey, Billy Joe Good, Peter Romano, Steve Watkins, Billy Johnson, Melissa Cunningham, Andrew Simpson, Chris Browning, Donald Wilson, Terry Barnard, Mark Atterbury, Jamie Hill, Johnette McLaughlin, Brian Hibbs, Lee Cass, Kim Lee, and Trayson Everett. The Song of Bunny was sung by Bonnie Withrow, who teaches first grade at Petersburg. Other stories were by Diana Bruning of Springfield and Therese Clark of Memorial School, Taylorville. The blood-curdling screams were by Elsa Walden, and the final poem by Katie Grimes.
WSSR Radio has presented Reading and Writing and Radio. Send your writings to Jacqueline Jackson, Sangamon State University, Springfield, Illinois, 62708.